Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
It's a football. It's a football.
If you don't know football, you shouldn't be with a microphone in your hand.
Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the sensible football podcast where we are trying to bounce back from our slump with a new episode. But we are yet to see evidence from the likes of Liverpool of bouncing back from those slumps. However, Vishal, welcome to the show. On a rare occasion when we come in with Manchester United having gone 2 games unbeaten, so somebody else is trying to address slumps. Also, however, having said all of that, it is that phase of the season, Vishal, where about 1/4 of it is gone, a little more than that, you could say. And obviously, patterns have started forming. We are seeing sort of narratives emerge in terms of how the teams are playing, what they're doing. So let's try and address some of those through the Soccer Sense lens. Beginning with the team that sits at the top of the table, that is Arsenal. Have been outstanding in defense. Everybody's been talking about that. Some people have been talking about the style with which they win. I think at Soccer Sense, we have a very simple policy that while aesthetics and style is something we do discuss, ultimately 3 points is 3 points. So no sensible team would ever say no to 3 points, whether they come in via set piece or anything else. But quick take, Vishal, on what you see of Arsenal, what you like, what you do not like, and what do you think of the prospects here?
I think what I definitely like is the shrewdness in their football. I think the last 2-3 years, they worked extra hard to look extra good, because there was always the Arsenal reputation that came along with them, that they play a certain brand of football. While they started introducing the pragmatic approach last season, I think they're starting to master it this season. Could they keep a little of it aside, especially against the top teams? Definitely, because I think that's statements that they still need to make, saying if they're going to be champions, they're not just going to walk away 3 points all the time, but sometimes beat the top teams at their own game, which is still important to make. But however, the absolute shrewdness, the greatest Arsenal and the most successful Arsenal teams are also built off the back, be it the Tony Adams era, be it the Sol Campbell era. It was all built from the back, right? And the greatest championship teams are always built from the back. So great to see that happening. Great to see a team that is still focused on set pieces, because you know, in the middle of all this nonsensical debauchery of beautiful football, they forgot the importance of set pieces. So good for them on that front. And the goals are coming, the clean sheets are kept, so no complaints. If you're an Arsenal fan, you can be optimistic about this, because they are being far more shrewd and far more clinical than they've ever been in the last 4 years, where they've consistently finished between second and third. So
And this is an Arsenal with the legacy of 1-0 to the Arsenal. So, I mean, there is things in their DNA, like you said. Obviously, some of the champions side have been built on the back of that famous back four, pretty much the Mount Rushmore of the Premier League defense. If you think about the likes of Tony Adams and the rest, but In that context, a lot of people have been also trying to sort of gauge whether Arsenal can keep this up, or like you said, you know, show up against the big teams, or that reverse that record to make sure that they are on course for a title. Many observers seem to think so. I think there was the Newcastle game, and I think one more, I forget which game it was. After which, the Palace game. Yes, very much the Palace game. After which, John Sperling, who's a lifelong Arsenal fan, a big writer, I think has written a book on Highbury and a lot of other books about Arsenal, Kind of said that if they win this game, they're winning the title end of. He seemed to be very clear in his mind in terms of what they can achieve and what those obstacles are. Too early to look that way, or does this look like an Arsenal that has the power to do that? Because there are two things that always seem to come in their way. Number one is injuries, and number two, subsequent rotation that has to be done because of those injuries.
I think it's definitely too early because lots can change between now and the rest of the season. Lots can change because also, let's be honest, Christmas is coming, that which means lots of football, lots of consistency needs to be maintained. But the good thing is Arsenal actually have almost two world-class players every position, right? Which means if there are injuries, there is a just able replacement who's going to come in, be it up front, be it in the wings, be it in the midfield, be it in defense. So have they built depth 100%? Have they also made sure that most of these players are playing consistently and not just being thrown in during injuries? Yes, they are. They are rotating their squad well. There's not immense pressure on one or two players to consistently keep delivering. Like Saka, between injury and the rest of the season, is not having the greatest season right now, but you're not feeling it, right? Because there is contribution from Martinelli, who's having a good comeback season. There is contribution from Zubimendi, who's scoring in from midfield. There is Moreno, who comes off the bench more often than not and does well. So there's lots of contribution across the thing, right? Like they're defending. Defenders score a bunch of goals, so all signs are lead in the right direction. But like I said, lots can change between now and between maybe Christmas, maybe end of the season. But looks like they have the formula. It's up to them to really continue keeping their heads on the ground. I mean, stay level-headed and continue delivering results.
Right. So going away from Arsenal, of course, there is Manchester City at second right now. They seem to be on a resurgence, but we have to address the Liverbird-sized elephant in the room, which is Liverpool, who obviously started with 5 wins on the trot, but you could see even in those wins certain cracks showing up. Obviously, the results papered over them because they had a win over Arsenal, they had a win over Newcastle. Any other season, wins like those and getting those points early on almost sets you on a path of where you just solidify and try to build a great case for a title charge. Then Liverpool, though, went on a 4-game skid, something that has not been seen for a long, long time. Not even in the heady days of 2009-10 or 2010-11, would that be the case? Which is extremely uncharacteristic of them to drop 4 league games in a row. Obviously, fall right off the pace on the title charge. In fact, if anything, fall right off the pace in terms of even Champions League places and things like that. They had a defeat at Champions League as well. Which also became a bit of a challenge. Of course, they've recently reversed that. They won against Aston Villa. Not that Aston Villa have been super difficult to defeat this season, but obviously we are not gonna result ourselves based on individual results because that's not what soccer sense is about. We are taking the soccer sense lens and the long view. So Vishal, quick question on this with the lose. My standard very straightforward, which is that I've always said any team, whether it is Liverpool or any other team that I'm looking at, how the team reacts and bounces back after a loss, or what it does on the field after a loss, kind of defines that team, even if they were to go on and lose. But in those 4 losses, at least my takeaway was this, that Liverpool found 4 different ways to be bad. So
Absolutely.
which is super weird. Obviously, there are reactions to the two extremes. One is that keep calm and trust Arne Slot kind of a reaction, and the other extreme, of course, meaning sacked in the morning, sacked in the morning, Arne Slot, you're getting sacked in the morning, right? But let's obviously reconcile the two and come in between. How much of it is luck and the vagaries of football, and how much of it is on Slot and the players?
I think this is the first time I'm going to say that it's 100% onslaught. We're going to start from the beginning of the season, right? They were, like you said, rightly said, there were signs because they were winning almost all games in the last few minutes of the game. Now, there's romance to this, but Fergie time was not fluke, right? Fergie time was built, that was a team that was built on stamina and fitness and running, and therefore would outrun you till the end and would defeat you mentally, right? There was a difference between Fergie time and stealing the game in the last minute. So that's a very, very different approach to football. So lots of us got carried away on that to start with. And two, what you started seeing this season, this is now becoming Arne Slot's team, right? Because he's brought in players who he feels fits his system of football, right? Now, the problem with this is last season, he was mostly successful by not changing the system too much, right? He continued with the Klopp style of football, which took lots of maturity, and we've spoken about this, right? That he said, let's not fix what's broken. But it's fair for him to want to evolve the team. Now, the thing about evolving a team is you've got to choose a side, right? It's either your style of football or Klopp's style of football. You cannot put a few players from Klopp style and expect them to play, continue playing that way, and bring in your players and expect them to continue playing another way, right? You cannot have the best of both worlds. And that's where really they're falling apart, because they're trying to play high pressure football while trying to play, you know, playing out from the back heavily, while trying to feed Mohamed Salah on the wings. Decide. Like, this is terrible management.
Yeah,
like.
so Liverpool's style has gone from a classy, low ingredient, straightforward margarita pizza to one of those abominations from Domino's, which says that you can put like meat toppings, vegetable toppings, three types of cheese, and some cheese in the crust. And it's clearly not helping. So we have discussed this before as well, Vishal, that in terms of like character and you know, some singular style coming out, that it's one thing to try something and fail while that what you are trying being obvious. But like I said, that it's interesting to see them fail in different ways and finding innovative ways to suck.
Yeah.
Rather than trying to address a direct problem. So how do you think Slot goes from here? What does he try to do? Does he go back to pragmatism like you said, Arsenal?
I think first thing is he needs to now understand whose core players are going to be. It's very, very important, right? Because is he now, and it's evident, right? Van Dijk, as great as he has been terrible this season. He has been pointing fingers at too many players. He has been pointing, like yelling and screaming and pointing at everyone possible, but it's actually him. Some of the mistakes he's been making, some of the times he's out of position, some of the times he expects somebody to cover up for him, it's the worst I've seen Van Dijk play, and I've never seen him play badly, right? So maybe age is catching up, maybe the style of football is not matching. Salah, he is going to score you the goals, but how does his role evolve? Do you see him playing that role? Because what Salah does to you is also make sure that you play one man down, because he's not going to fall back in defense, right? You've lost key players. You've brought in players maybe who are not at the same level. A Kirkez is great, but being great at Bournemouth versus being great at Liverpool are two very, very different worlds. Similarly for Frimpong, good, decent start, but again, lots to really catch up on, because he's trying to replace Andy Roberts in, like, that's a big, big task, mm-hmm. to say the least, right? And again, in up front, what is the role of Isak? Because Isak is very, very different from what Firmino used to do. Or like, I don't know
Diaz,
if you need
even, even Diaz, for that matter.
Even Diaz, right? Like, you've replaced players who fit into a very, very specific system and who had no problem in creating for somebody else. But is he that player, right? So therefore, he needs to take very, very strict calls. This might leave lots of people unhappy, and this might lead to some more people leaving the club. But that's the call he needs to make, right? And the faster he does this, the faster this Liverpool team will sort itself out, because it's not too late on any front, right? It's really about salvaging between now and the next 4 or 5 games is really what is going to define their season. So he needs to sit down. He needs to first stop making excuses in terms of the style of play of the opponent. What do you think the opponent is going to come and play your style of football? That's not how this works. So he needs to sit down, make a few hard calls and stick to the hard calls and back himself and back his team now, because it's no more Klopp's team. And because he spent a significant amount of money, right? That is going to be questioned. He might not get fired for the lack of results. He might get fired for the players he's brought in and not being able to use them. So that's what he needs to think about.
All right. So we'll see if Klopp, or rather Arne Slot, does that and tries to emerge from the shadow of Klopp. Primarily because, again, Vishal, all tactic talks on Soccer Sense have been centered around the fact that the idea of sensibility, that there is a certain balance. And like you said, they're trying to do too many things at once, and more often than not, it has not really worked for anybody in any sport for that matter. Quick word on a couple of the other things that have been happening in the Premier League, which of course one has been that it's the other Tyneside team that has actually been showing more character and results as compared to the one funded by public money from Saudi Arabia. So quick word on Sunderland before we close.
Sunderland, I think great transfer market, a manager who understood what the Premier League has to offer, because he didn't walk in with the championship squad. He actually completely revamped that squad, but people who fit into the system, and Arne Slot, I hope you're making notes, because he brought in players who fit into his system, put them in immediately, brought in players like a Xhaka, who's been there, done that at the top level, and therefore brought in Premier League experience, and therefore is able to plug and play in a bunch of positions. And it's showing, right? Like they are playing well within their means, but at the same time challenging. Most of the top squads are okay. For example, when they lost to United, right? It was easy to react saying, oh, that was a terrible performance. They moved on. They moved on immediately and came back and got a result the next game, right? Because that's really what mattered, because they could have easily dwelled saying, oh, we are not ready to compete against the top teams. You're not here to be in the top four. Your position might show it, but you won't end there, right? And I think they're very well aware of this. They're very clear about their goals. They bought players who will help them achieve these goals, and are possibly looking at building a foundation which will help them be successful over the next 4 or 5 years, provided that the manager doesn't get taken away by another club. Great to see like every now and then in the last 4 or 5 years, we keep seeing these clubs with long-term vision. And for after a long time, it's great to see Sunderland have that vision, because that team, that stadium, that city deserves it, because Newcastle are not going to deliver it. They keep trying, they keep failing. So might as well have the other team from the Tyneside really deliver this for them.
And we will, of course, keep a track of the Tyneside rivalry and all the others, because even the London rivalries are heating up. Spurs have not been half bad. The fact that we have not made a joke about them the entire podcast tells you that they've been pretty good.
That's out of respect
And
for Thomas.
the joke counter has reset to one.
It's so close.
And of course, there has been Crystal Palace as well, but we will talk about those teams in the upcoming episodes. For now, that is all the time we have for our comeback episode. Hopefully, the Premier League also, in terms of the excitement of the title race, comes back into its own, because it has been a little. Arsenal have been great, and other teams have been a little scrappy kind of a league so far. Like you said, Vishal, our favorite time is coming. The festive crunch on the schedules, which really tests out character and separates the wheat from the chaff. So we'll see, and we'll keep a track of that. And of course, we'll be back with our European correspondent, and of course, also the championship correspondent now that is current in the next episode. Meanwhile, thank you everyone for listening to us. Find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all the other podcast platforms that you listen on. We are under Soccer Sense, and this is Tariq signing off along with Vishal.
Go right ahead, pray for United.
We have not talked about United either, but even that will be addressed in a future episode. See you guys.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.